I'll be super open and vulnerable. I'm in a place in my life where I feel comfortable to say that, right? In the military, one of the most amazing things about the military is that for whatever period of time you serve, you are even on a day where you feel like shit, even on a day where you're hungover because you drank too much with your buddies last night, you are reminded by the uniform you wear that you serve in this capacity. Two, there is somebody during that day that is going to tell you that you are the best of the best of the best of the best. No matter what, everywhere you go, there is a sign, a flag, or something that's like you have a purpose. It is reinforced over and over and over again.
Yep.
And then when you get out of the military, it just goes away.
It really does.
It goes away. And then, you know, it's gotten a lot better. But it takes us so long to unpack that stuff. And then you pick up a book like something Brené Brown would write, and you start hearing words like boundaries and surrender and vulnerability. And these are all things that were, to military folks, were, you know,
dirty words
to us.
Yep. Yeah. I think I don't remember if I shared it on the podcast or not, but it was a very rude awakening for me when I got out. I did not serve during wartime. I was just after Desert Storm and got out before 9/11. And I remember getting out, and I had done airborne school, ranger school, air assault school. So, you know, I was doing a lot of that high speed stuff. And, you know, when they do, I don't know what the Marine Corps calls it, but they used to call it A-capping in the Army, which was your separation process. They're like, oh man, your resume is going to look so great. People are going to want to hire you left and right. It's going to be, you know, you'll have no problems. And then I did my resume, and my first job, the guy was looking at my resume and he goes, what force did you serve in? Because I had Army Ranger on there. It was at that moment that I realized that from enlistment to ETS, I had been lied to. It's like, okay, this guy has absolutely no clue. I wasn't not in any force, you know. And right. That separation is, and I mean, now you look at, I don't know how long you served. I did a short stint and got out and went to college. But you look at a guy that spent 10, 15, 20 years of his life serving. He only really in his entire adult life has lived one way. And then to get out and have to fundamentally change who he is. I mean, you look, so I worked for Special Forces for 20 years, right? And I watched these guys who were top one percenters in everything they did. And then they would get out and their choices were do the same thing you did in the Army, but now as a contractor, unless you were an 18 Delta.
Right. I'm currently coaching and have coached a master sergeant who just got out of the Marines after being in for 24 years and a commanding general who just got out after 20 years. And, you know, the crazy and amazing thing that I've learned, and I feel really grateful and blessed to experience this, right? I have this spectrum of coaching clients I also run a men's accountability group, which is just a place for men to be held accountable for things that they're working on and a place for them to just kind of unpack a little bit, right? A place because we're so busy being the head of household or so busy running our businesses and so busy doing all these things that sometimes we just need a place where we can vent and feel safe enough in order to be like, I just don't know what I should do next. And in these groups, I have everything from a man who works in his car, who lives in his car and works in his car so that he can live close enough to see his daughter every day, all the way up to CEOs and business owners of big companies.
Right.
And the amazing thing, and so wild, is that the commanding general or the master sergeant or the CEO of the company or the guy living in his car, we all experience the same problems. We all feel some version of uncertainty, some version of self-worth, some version of not being good enough to do the thing that we said we're going to do. And in the military serves an amazing purpose and does amazing things, that we have a responsibility and all those things, lots of positives. The crazy thing is that I'll just mention the master sergeant. You know, he is, for anyone who doesn't know, you know, a master sergeant is basically, you know, E8. I mean, you're basically at the top of the food chain in the military. You automatically have this amazing respect for the most part. And you've been doing this the same thing over and over again for years. And then it ends.
Yeah.
And you
talk about an identity crisis, right?
Exactly.